Tucker Wetmore, brunette on B105. It's the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and it's a Monday. And what do you got going on over there?
It smells.
Yeah, smell. You know, the other day when it rained, it's like a big fish smell came out of it. And, you know, you smelled it in here. It was also outside.
It smells like food.
Yeah, somebody, yeah.
But like food that's maybe rotten.
Well, you know, you never know what goes through the air vents in this place.
I'm judging.
She's looking around. I'm like, what are you going to hurt your neck
over
there?
Yeah, no, it also smells like fish. I don't know what's going on. Did somebody make fish in the, I don't want to know.
Yeah, usually don't bring fish to the break room. That's usually or egg salad. I was on a road trip with somebody, and I was like, God, it smells like eggs. I'm like, oh, you brought egg salad?
Hey.
B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We have the B105 Buzz, brought to you by East Central Energy. The first ever bus races are coming to Hibbing Speedway. This is going on this Saturday, and they also have figure eight races featuring Doom. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Bus races.
Yeah, they race school bus, old school buses around.
Okay.
It's
I thought this was a thing. Maybe not in Hibbing, but...
Yeah, it is a thing. It's just the first time Hibbing's had it. And so it's a big time. Tickets, I think, are only $15. Kids 12 and under are free. So, you know, cheap night out for the family.
Fun.
Yep. Read more about it on our Facebook page.
That would be tough to drive a school bus.
I've driven a school bus before.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I've driven some big rigs. Yeah.
Interesting.
Roll on highway. Roll on. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, no surprise here. The Minnesota State Fair, they just earned another number one ranking. So Yelp put together a list of the top 10 state fairs with the best food. And, of course, we came in at number one. Now, they, like, combed through all of their reviews for this, like, looked at which states had the most reviews and then how many of them mentioned food, how many of them mentioned eating things on a stick, things like that. And Minnesota came in at number one.
Number one. Well, it's always been kind of, isn't it like the biggest state fair in the entire country anyway?
One of them for sure.
I thought Minnesota was.
It's definitely like the most famous, most popular, I guess.
I think so.
Yeah.
Minnesota, great to get together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, look for that and try some food while you're there.
Talking about food.
Yeah, that's what we do. Whether it's rotten food or Minnesota State Fair food, that's what this half hour has been all about. Right? That's your B105 Buzz. Here's an honest question for you. When is the last time you had an actual physical hotel key? Like an actual, like you put it in the lock and turn it?
I don't think ever.
Ever?
I don't think ever.
Really?
No.
I haven't had the first time that I had that happen in a long time since I was a kid was when I was in Alaska at one of the hotels up there, motels. It was really remote.
That's
Alaska.
Risky because if you lose it, like where, you know, what do you do?
What do you do, right? Oh, they got extra. They got backup. Housekeeping's got one.
No, I don't think I've ever had to use an actual key. I didn't think that was a thing unless you're at like a bed and breakfast or something, you know, but.
Sure. Sure.
Interesting.
Like, and then even that place that I stayed at in Yuma, Arizona, where the door had been kicked in and the door jamb was all jacked, they still had a key. I don't think that thing even locked anymore. It was like
$100. That is very concerning. I'm very worried about you.
There was ants on the floor, and the toilet wasn't even attached to the floor. So that was now. Tyler Everett back then right now on B105. So here it is, Lauren. Campbell's Soup has just come out with, they're taking their chunky soup and expanding it to frozen bowl meals. So Campbell's Chunky Soup, or it'd be Campbell's Chunky Bowls, is that what they're going to call it? I don't know.
Okay.
It's taking the soup and turning it into a bowl-style dinner. So like beef.
So you don't have to take it out of the can.
Yeah, it's going to be a frozen, and it's going to have, I guess, probably a little bit more. Because they say people are looking for more protein, so that's what they're doing. They're like beefy pasta with stroganoff, buffalo-style chicken mac and cheese, country fried chicken, mashed potatoes, chili mac, stuff like that.
Are we going too far with protein, you know?
Never have enough protein, I guess.
I just feel like everything is like more protein. I don't think, I know I don't get enough protein, and then I panic every day.
Have a protein shake.
Yeah, but...
They fill you up too.
Yeah, but I'd rather just, that only has like 30 grams of protein. You're supposed to have like 150.
No, I do that easily without even trying.
I
like the meat.
But this sounds convenient, but I think they should call it something else. Not chunky.
Yeah.
Not chunky.
Chunky bowls.
Oh my gosh.
B105, we got 710 laugh off coming.
Jelly roll, I'm not okay. It is 7-Eleven on the Breakfast Club. Today we are looking at, well, right now it's nice and sunny. A little bit brisk as I left my house this morning, but otherwise a little bit cloudy, high near 81, and then it looks like it's going to be another hot week. So don't let it freak you out that I said it was a little bit cold, because it was, but still summertime. We still have August. Okay, so you know we've been talking about it all weekend. We have tickets to give away to see Joe Coy, Black Bear Casino Resort It is a week from this Friday, August 14th. He is a famous comedian. He hosted the Golden Globes. I love him. I'm going to be there, and I want you to be there as well. So you know by now, you open up our B105 app, tap the Buzzline button, and send us your best joke, and then listen all week. If we feature your joke during the 710 Laugh-Off, that means you're a winner. Of course, I'll call you as well and let you know. But our first winner is actually Melissa from Duluth. She had her daughter send in this joke. Her daughter's name is Mindy. So let's play this joke here.
I wondered why the baseball was getting closer and closer. Then it hit me.
Love a good baseball joke. You don't want to get hit by a baseball. That is for sure. So congratulations. And you can still get those jokes in. But the sooner the better. We've already got a lot of submissions. I choose my favorite jokes or the dumbest jokes, going off of what I'm feeling that day. So send that in, tap the B105 Buzzline button. You can get more details on our app as well. 712 coming up. Dirks, Ella Langley, Morgan Wallen, and more on B105. Good morning. Corey Kent, Rocky Mountain Low. Sunny here in downtown Duluth this morning, and we'll see some clouds this afternoon. Otherwise, going to be back in the 80s. It is a little crisp this morning. It feels good, but don't worry. It is going to be, I think I saw like mid to upper 80s later on this afternoon. So don't fret. We still have summer left. Very exciting news. Where's the breaking news thing? Okay. There we go. We have a concert announcement courtesy of the Deck. The Oak Ridge Boys celebrating Route 66 coming to Deck Symphony Hall Friday, November 13th. And that is going to be such an incredible show. There's been so many at Deck Symphony Hall this year. The more, the better. So there is a special pre-sale. You do have to register. And that's going to start this Wednesday, 10 a.m. Otherwise, tickets go on sale to the public this Friday at 10 a.m. And we have all the details, as always, for you. B105country.com. And our so much to talk about in the Warren's Country Lowdown. It is 7:47. Okay, so last week, this morning, we talked about Bailey Zimmerman and how, you know, he's just kind of had a tough summer. You know, he had that, I don't even know what to call it, in New Mexico where he got charged with a felony. I don't know if it stuck or anything like that. He paid restitution, but he trashed a hotel room, allegedly. I don't even know if it's allegedly. But basically, he was supposed to go overseas for like 10 tour dates. He was headlining this big festival, and he canceled it. Now, he is still doing his U.S. tour dates. He has a few left this month. Then he was supposed to go across the pond, canceled those. And then he has more shows in September, which he hasn't said anything about. But he said, it's because of my family. So everybody was like, oh, no, what's going on with his family? I know he's super close with his mom. So over the weekend, he shared, to put everybody at ease, my family's all good. Like I said, just got to take care of some things. Thanks for all the messages and the love. It means so much. He was a little, not that he has to tell us, but he was a little vague. So I get why people were kind of panicking in a way. So good news is he says his family's all good. So wishing him the best. And we'll see, you know, if he ever kind of dives into that. Congratulations to Parker McCollum. This is not a surprise because he canceled his shows over the weekend, but he is now a dad to two. Over the weekend, Saturday, he and his wife shared that she gave birth to their second son. This name is really cute. Rocker Tommy Light McCollum. So I thought they were calling him like a rocker and then his name was Tommy Light. But no, Rocker Tommy Light McCollum, born July 30th, 8 pounds, 7 ounces. And she says, thank you, Jesus, for another healthy baby boy. We're so in love. Mom and dad times two. Here we go. She looks incredible after, like, she has her makeup on, her hair done. That would not be me. But very, very cute. And I think it was Thursday. He said, I'm so sorry. Canceling my shows for the weekend, rescheduling them because my wife's giving birth. And obviously that comes first. So you can see the cute photos, B105country.com. And then I think I saw this, but I'm not sure. But Lainey Wilson, she's continuing her acting career. She's going to be in season two of Leanne. No, that is on Netflix. Not going to give you any spoilers about what happened season one, but it's Leanne Morgan. And it was very popular comedy on Netflix. So we have season two coming out this month, August 27th. Lainey Wilson's in the trailer. So she is only, I think, in episode one. It'll be the ninth, or only in one episode. So it'll be the ninth episode of season two. She will play a character named Jessie. We don't know how extensive her role is, if it goes beyond just episode nine. But they're in their pajamas. Leanne's giving her some motherly advice. And I don't know, it's kind of fun because she's like, Lainey Wilson's also not in her usual like cowboy hat and bell bottom. So it's just kind of fun to see her in a, you know, different way. I never watched Yellowstone, so I've never seen Lainey Wilson act. There's a movie she was just in, Reminders of Him. It looks kind of bad, but I still want to see it because I like that. So check out the trailer. Be one of Luke Combs, Be By You. It is 8:13 on The Breakfast Club on B105 today. Going to be beautiful, sunny, high near 81 in Duluth, and breezy, and it's going to be a hot week. So if you were like, oh no, summer's over, nope, still going to be hot yet again. So speaking of that, I saw this. I thought it was interesting. This is how much the average American summer costs. In 2026, obviously, things are more expensive. So a new survey says that summer fun has the average American spending nearly $400 a weekend on activities, whether that is going on a road trip, going to a beach, going to the movies. Obviously, gas is more expensive right now. So 2,000 people were polled. Half of those people say they spend the most money socializing during the summer. So like going out with friends, dining at restaurants, days at the beach or lake, going to the movies. And then 60% of people polled said that a social life is becoming harder to afford, especially in the summer, because there's just so much going on. I mean, obviously in Duluth, we do things in the winter and the summer, but summers are like road trip, the cabin, you know, and it is easy. I say this all the time. Every time I leave my house, it's like $100. I don't know if it's like, I probably don't need an iced coffee like I buy every time I leave the house, but it's like gas or an errand, whatever it might be. So all of those things come together, and that's how much it costs a weekend on average. And if you have a family, I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, you got to feed the whole family, everything like that. But you know, we also have to take advantage of summer here because it's so short usually. So thought that was interesting. You know, I don't want to say treat yourself or anything like that, but you should. That's my motto. And all my best friends, we all say treat yourself. And I'm like, I think we got to stop saying that in summer of 2026, because you know, it's getting a little spendy. But anyways, there you go. 8:15 on B105. Good morning. Time now is 8:52. I don't know why I almost just said it is 7:52. I think I need more coffee, but we have some Angel we need to talk about. And as I teased, it is going to make you feel maybe like an underachiever at 18. So a man has broken the world record after becoming the youngest male professor at age 18. Now he's teaching students his age. So his name is Nathan Thomas. He teaches at Miami-Dade University. He's also studying for his law degree at the same time that he's teaching. So he just became the youngest male professor. He's 18 years and 346 days older. That's, you know, when he started teaching. So that broke a 306-year-old record. He teaches engineering at Miami-Dade College. He has a bachelor's and master's in electrical engineering. He, like I said, is now pursuing a law degree to specialize in intellectual property law with a focus on STEM fields. I don't even know what that means, if we're being honest. So very smart, very driven, and just a cool thing. So this is in the Guinness World Record book officially, and the last title was previously held for 306 years, like I said, by Colin McLaurin, who was 19 when he became a professor. So he beat this by just like not that long at all. So congratulations to him. Absolutely incredible. He says he's just trying to focus on doing his job well and helping students in whatever way that he can. He said, if someone's willing to put in the effort, that's all that matters to me. Absolutely insane. Really cool story, too. So I feel like in 10 years, he's going to have 100. Luke Bryan on the B105 Workday Kickoff. I'm going to kiss you goodbye because... Well,